Democratic Party icon Naomi Wolf apologizes to conservatives after release of January 6 footage. By Michael Foster on March 12, 2023. A Democratic Party icon has penned an essay apologizing to conservatives for the reaction of her former tribe to the release of footage from the January 6, 2021, incident at the Capitol. Author Naomi Wolf released a post via her Substack newsletter Thursday titled "Dear Conservatives, I Apologize. I'm sorry the nation was damaged by so much untruth issued by those with whom I identified at the time," she wrote. She went on to note certain inconsistencies between aspects of the footage and the mainstream media narrative about the events of January 6. She also analogized Fox News host Tucker Carlson's decision to air the footage to Daniel Ellsberg's 1971 leak of documents pertaining to the Vietnam War, commonly known as the Pentagon Papers. "I do not see how Mr. Carlson's airing of video material of national significance that the current government would prefer to keep hidden, or Fox News's support for its disclosure to the public, is any different from that famous case of disclosure of inside information of public importance. You don't have to agree with Mr. Carlson's interpretation of the videos to conclude that the Democrats in leadership, for their own part, have cherry-picked, hyped, spun, and in some ways appear to have lied about aspects of January 6, turning a tragedy for the nation into a politicized talking point aimed at discrediting half of our electorate. I'm sorry my former tribe is angry at a journalist for engaging in journalism," she added. Business Insider noted that while Wolf, a Democratic Party icon, has always been perceived as squarely left of center, having been identified with the third-wave feminist movement and having worked as a presidential campaign advisor to former President Bill Clinton and former Vice President Al Gore, her more recent activities have put her at odds with the Democratic Party. The outlet also noted she has railed against vaccine passports, mandatory masks, and emergency laws in response to COVID-era public health measures broadly supported by Democrats. In 2021, she posted a video of herself undertaking firearms training, and in response to criticism of the video, argued women should master self-defense via safe handling of a weapon, positioning herself in stark contrast with the Democratic mainstream on Second Amendment rights.